Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, like I said, it's all about pistachios. Special thanks to Allison Nagatani for showing me your amazing farm and everything that's going on over there. My recipe today is another pistachio recipe. And this is inspired once again by pistachios and the beauty of what we have here at American Pistachio Growers. It really is incredible being able to cook with these wonderful, wonderful nuts. This is my recipe for pressure cooked beets with a brulee of pistachio and honey. So what we're going to need first before we get started are three clean beets that we're going to cube up. Now, you can cube these and you can make them smaller because beets, they're an acquired taste for most people. But I got news for you. When you do the beets yourself, they are so much better than buying beets out of a can. And I don't care what anybody says, but as a chef, that's all I work with. And that's all we work with here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those three beets. I'm going to go ahead and clean them up really nice. I'm going to go ahead and add them to 1 quart of water and into a pressure cooker. Into that pressure cooker, I'm going to add a little bit of sugar, about 2.5 tablespoons. I'm going to add in 2 teaspoons of salt as well. That kind of gets those flavors going to what we're trying to do. I'm going to go ahead and pressure cook those for 30 to 45 minutes. Once those beets are ready, that nice red color that they are, if you're using golden beets, will turn a little bit more like a light brown color, and the red ones will turn a little bit more like a pink color, but they're really, really good. So once those beets are ready to go, I'm going to go ahead and top them with a cup of pistachios that we're going to rough chop. And make sure that when you rough chop the pistachios, you want to make sure they're not turned into dust. We still want to have a nice bite because the beet, realistically, it has no texture to it. So if we do a nice rough chop, we're going to get a nice crunch on top of our pistachio. And I promise everybody, it is really, really good. I'm going to drizzle with some raw honey and top with some Bravo Built-In Blue cheese. And the Bravo Built-In Blue is one of my favorite cheeses to work with. It's a play on a Gorgonzola meets a nice Roquefort, and that's how we get a Built-In Blue. It's kind of funky, but it tastes really, really good. And using a Searsol or a torch, I'm going to go ahead and carefully brulee that honey and that blue cheese with those pistachios on top of those beautiful beets. And I promise you, this is going to be one salad, one entree, one appetizer that you will never, ever forget. Remember, if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give me a like on my Facebook page at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.